do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn the day, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A., which is what Chris Matthews called it on MSNBC when he was doing the story about the Nuremberg rally in Panama City.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Matthews said, yeah, down in Panama City, Redneck Riviera, they call it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're coming at you from Pensacola, yes. Florida, the Redneck Riviera.
Coming on you.
U.S. of A.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
However, wherever you're receiving us, whether it be as a podcast or you're listening to us live on the network, we stream 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast, like I said before, and now I should never ad-lib because it totally fucks
Can
me up
we
for the opening.
Get somebody on the teleprompter that's not a total fuck up.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should open. I should record the stupid yes. opening and play it like a drop.
Are you saying we need to fire the teleprompter person?
No, I need. Well,
you're fired.
I think we did.
Oh yeah.
Or we haven't had one.
Please clap.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it.
Everyone out, clear the studio.
Join us on our social media and everything at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. This is Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the religious shaped incursions into our various orifices.
Yummy.
Devin Nunes joining us. So let's strap in, everybody. We appreciate your time and listening to us and thinking while you're listening, and you know, you can just have us on in the background, I guess.
It's, oh yeah,
downloads download.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave us on for the cat.
Ooh,
I don't know if it'd be a really relaxing background environment.
That cat hates the fuck out of Trump
for kitty.
That cat's like meow, meow, resist.
Let's see what's going on today, and we'll get to all the news and bullshit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you mentioned that Nuremberg rally down there in Panama City. And God, the clips from that that we played were just fucking, I mean, horrible, dude. What the fuck?
Terrific.
I mean, you know, where are we? Are we just Nazi fucking Germany?
No, no. I mean, some would like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine the path to Nazi fucking Germany is lined with people thinking, no, we're not at Nazi Germany yet.
Well, no, I'm not denying the fact that we need to be on our toes, but we're not there yet.
Right, right. We do need to be on our toes.
We can still vote them out.
Right.
And we need to vote them out bigly so he can't. In any way, squeal orange pig squeals about the results of any close ones, because
he will.
He's going to even if it's not close. I think if he's going to try to claim massive voter fraud.
Yeah,
and I think we need to be watching out for Uncle Nipples doing just that.
Ooh, yes,
they've done nothing basically to try to protect us from this bullshit, because Trump says it doesn't exist.
Right.
So what's to keep them? How do we know that hour long conversation he and Vlad had wasn't, you know, hey, Vlad, why don't you sick your cyber boys on a few swing states and fuck with the elections so that we can declare the results null and void.
Yeah.
We'll catch you.
Right.
We'll catch somebody. Wink, wink, wink.
Yes. I think that's a thing you should consider.
Is that out of the realm of possibilities?
No, not at all.
And these people?
And the weird thing with Trump and the way our government or whatever, the Democrats are trying to handle the guy, is Trump always breaks the rules. He always lies. And he always sets it up so you aren't bound by the same rules, right?
Yeah.
So what are we going to do at some point? Because
or you're bound by the rules and he just says, fuck it. And now the Vichy Republicans are all way into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be a tool in his hands?
Ooh, yes. Mm.
Glenn Beck.
Jesus.
I don't think Glenn Beck's, he went out and dyed his nipple hairs and hopped back on the pole and is trying to shake it for the Republican masses again. I don't think they're buying it. I don't see a lot more of him. You know, he's had those couple of times.
He's boring though.
He's popped up, but I mean, God, with Alex Jones out there and all these others,
Coach
with
Dave,
the president. President's crazier than
absolutely.
Glenn Beck.
I think Glenn Beck is boring.
Right.
I think Glenn Beck is probably difficult for, you know, real redneck racists to understand. I mean, he does seem a little professorial.
Foppish.
You know?
Yeah.
He's not really their thing.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
That's their thing.
That guy is their thing.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
I mean, shit, dude.
Metaphorically, of course.
He sounds like he is constantly transforming into a werewolf.
We have broken their back!
Good job! Yay!
Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday. Ooh. We'll get into a little more of our secular fun stories along the way, although we can't help sometimes in the headlines, because that's... With all this abortion bullshit going on.
Well, it's because of this Jesus crap that everybody believes in. And
I mean, they
blah, blah,
Alabama
blah.
Literally tried to cram through. We talked about it a little bit on yesterday's show. At the last minute, you know, I think we had read that there was a contentious shouting match and everything in the Senate in Alabama. But the reasoning was that at the last second, the Republicans tried to pull the exception for rape and incest.
Oh my God.
In one of these. we're about to vote for the final, you know, all ayes and noes. Yep. Oh, the ayes have it. Now we're going to table it or something like
and
that.
And then it's done.
I mean, that's literally what they did.
Hey, Republicans, just say it. You hate women. That's what this is about. You fucking hate women.
And that's the bill that's going to put women in jail for having an abortion. And the doctors that perform the abortion for having an abortion. And you know what that Georgia law does that I didn't know? That Georgia law charges you, even if you go to a different state.
Oh, my God.
Where it is legal to have an abortion. How the fuck does that work? How is that constitutional?
We're throwing people in jail for getting health care. That's what that is.
How is that remotely constitutional?
Well, it's not.
You can't charge somebody for something that's legal in a different state for going to that state and doing it. That's like going to, if we go to Colorado and have a joint and come back to Florida and Florida's like, hey, boy, I understand you bought marijuana a week ago.
Well, I think it's pretty fucked up in this country that it's legal in Colorado to smoke weed.
Well,
but here you get thrown in jail or you get a fine or some sort of fucking bullshit. That is garbage. But all this shit is about Donald Trump, right? He's lining all these wackos with these conservative motherfuckers. All these conservative judges all over the fucking place.
We're winning. What? I can feel the spirit rising. Yeah. Can't you?
I'm looking through my Alex Jones
clips,
and I wasn't sure what that one was. That's why I just played it.
Oh, okay.
This is random, Alex.
Yes.
The let's see what's going on in the headlines. Oh, fuck the drop. Over at the commie pinko liberal.
If eight.
HuffPost.
Ooh, wee wee.
The headline there beeth House Dems subpoena the tax returns.
Oh, shit.
Another pile. I think we read a shit ton of subpoenas yesterday.
Right.
From these various committees that are just trying to get info from this stonewalling president.
Hey, man.
And his personal attorney who's masquerading as the attorney general of the people.
Yeah, right. That's good. Does he think this is Halloween or something?
Democrats on Friday issued subpoenas for President Donald Trump's tax returns after the Trump administration said it will not comply with a formal legal request for the documents this week.
Yes.
Representative Richard Neal from Massachusetts, is the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, which is the chief tax writing committee.
Okay.
Of the House. Said, while I do not take this step lightly, I believe this action gives us the best opportunity to succeed and obtain the requested material.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yes.
The begins the what could be months of or years here, it says, of legal battles. Nobody knows for sure how long it could take because the situation is unprecedented. But already we saw yesterday, I believe it was, that one of these legal dealings somewhere with his tax returns actually got fast tracked by a judge.
Oh,
they
shit.
Weren't anticipating that.
Right. Right.
The judge seems to not want to deal with their bullshit.
Right. But why do the other ones want to? Why not fast track
well,
all
depends.
This shit?
They're just filing.
God damn.
They got to go through the formal request process, and
right.
then he goes, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
And then they say, "We're going to subpoena it." And then he goes, "Fuck you."
God.
And then
you
they
just
say,
wait. It's just time, yeah. right? It's just time. And then the election comes up, and then these dirtbag Republicans are going to say, "Hey, look, the Democrats are just dragging this out just so they have a wedge issue in the fucking election."
The it says the tax fight is different from some of the other oversight battles, however, because of a longstanding federal law that explicitly gives Congress access to anyone's private tax information. So the law is pretty unambiguous.
Right.
For that one.
So it's like, it's
shall
pointless.
Provide.
So it's very shallow, though. This very, you can see through this. They're just yeah. stalling.
It says shall provide.
Yeah.
And there's no except if the person says there was no collusion.
Right.
I don't see that in the code.
Yeah, yeah.
The tax committees have routinely used the statute to help with drafting legislation and overseeing the executive branch. Requests usually go to the commissioner of the IRS. Experts are unaware of any previous requests ever being denied.
Damn.
Let's not forget the one of these chief counsels or something that at the IRS recently was that one that Trump fast-tracked.
Oh, wow.
Golly gee willikers, I wonder why. We found out that he told Cocaine Mitch
oh,
to
yeah.
fast-track this guy ahead of William Barr's confirmation. And he wanted that attorney general fast. So why was this chief counsel of the IRS so important for him to get this guy in that job first?
He didn't want his tax information out there.
Yeah. Or he wants this guy to be his tool.
Right.
To who knows what's going on over there?
Yeah,
how much they're trying to change tax returns and stuff. How do we know we're going to see any of the real shit?
What real shit? What do you mean?
His real tax returns.
I would say not.
You got to hope there's some career people around the deep state. We hope the deep state exists in cases like this. And I would hope the deep state exists if Democrats were running rampant and breaking the law like this.
Yeah, but they're not.
They're
just not.
And they wouldn't. The person's tax returns, the New York Times reported about these tax transcripts from 85 through 94.
Yes.
Big loser. Showing Trump reported more than $1 billion dollars in losses. allowing him to avoid paying any income tax at all for eight.
Oh, my God. We're getting an attack from the squirrel.
For 8 of 10 years.
That fucking squirrel, man. He's going, look, he's
That's
back.
The first
he's...
time made it up to the suet and was going to jump across to the, he would have had it.
We have a squirrel trying to attack our squirrel-proof bird feeder.
And would have been there.
God damn. Amazon told me that was fucking squirrel-proof. Now I know that's fucking bullshit.
Well, if we move the suet, which is hanging like 2 feet in front of it, maybe that won't give him a place to grasp it.
Well, it didn't say anything about moving anything when we put that up. It said it was fucking squirrel-proof.
Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon said Trump's response to the story, which was Trump saying, you always wanted to show losses for tax purposes.
Wow. So.
But are you, and that's when he said it was sport for real estate developers.
It's oh,
like a,
yeah.
It's like a sport.
No. We get that, Donald. We get that rich, elitist, corporatist assholes in this fucking country. They look at all this shit as a sport, and they think it's fun.
And there's entire industries devoted to figuring out ways for these rich people to not pay taxes. I worked for one.
Yes.
Specifically in a tax consulting firm.
Right.
That where I worked, their job was to lower property taxes and other type of taxes. That's what their job was. They were paid hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars by these giant mega corporations to figure out how to game the system.
Well, congratulations. They figured it the fuck out.
Well, yeah, and continue to.
You know what's disgusting? You read all this shit about Trump and his real estate and all these tax breaks, all these ways to write off, hide shit. And people don't want to raise the minimum wage. Just give the American people one little thing. Raise the fucking minimum wage. Rich people get all the breaks in this fucking country. It is fucking ridiculous.
Well, and then, you know, but it's going to put small business out of business. No, you've already put small business out of business. You're Walmart, the greatest evil of the second half of the 20th century, destroyed everything.
Well, I mean, and then I would say this. Okay, what if that's the case? That still doesn't address the fact that these people currently making minimum wage, working full time, don't have enough money to live on.
Right.
I don't know about that problem. I know about the minimum wage problem. We know for sure those people are hungry.
But Walmart has kept the minimum wage down by using their billions to buy lobbyists that then buy politicians.
Yeah. Right.
And through their donations, various shady means.
I mean, it's crazy. So you're so worried about small businesses dealing with a higher minimum wage, you will let people live not have enough money to live on at minimum wage.
Well, but that's a lie.
That what?
That they care about small business.
Oh, yeah. They don't give a fuck.
Right. They care about the big giant megacorps.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the biggest lobbies to keep the minimum wage down is the fast food industry.
God, it's
where people work their fucking asses off and deal with your nasty fat asses coming in and bitching about the fries.
Oh, my God.
Complaining about the mayonnaise.
Be nice to food service people, man. Just tip 20%. Don't be a cunt. I mean, really.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo.
HuffPo.
That'd be a different one. That's Democrats issue subpoenas for Donald Trump's tax returns.
Yay!
Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what Matt Drudge. I wonder how much he's involved
with this
day to day. Like, is he?
I don't know.
Did he just hire like an editor, and he's just like, fuck it, sitting on a beach?
But
somewhere?
It's just
I would respect.
But it's just a site with links on it. He can't handle it.
But it's the biggest site.
Yes.
Well, you have to write all those catchy
right.
and fake headlines.
Yeah. Who writes the HuffPo's like those headlines that are like puns. Can you stop that?
I wonder if they have like round table, like they, you know, it's like, okay, everybody, here's the story. Let's come up with a good headline. What you got? You got till two.
I mean, does everything have to be so fucking corny? I like clever. I like that. I don't like corny, and I don't like puns, man. Fuck your puns.
Over at the Drudge Report, it says Beijing vows retaliation over tariffs.
Yay!
I don't think the Drudge Report is really impressed with Trump's foreign economic policies.
Oh, okay.
They seem to not back him when it comes to shit like that.
Who is impressed?
Trade talks between the U.S. and China. The Drudge links to Associated Press.
China.
It's not even Breitbart or Daily Caller or anything.
WorldNet Daily.
Trade talks between the U.S. and China broke up today with no agreement hours after President Donald Trump more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports.
Oh, shit.
Which we want to remind everyone that tariffs are passed down to the consumer, no matter what Donnie tries to say.
He's passing expenses down to his voters who might go out and vote for him again because they believe in Jeebus
still
and, they're
hate brown people, yeah.
And they're racist.
Trump asserted on Twitter, quote, there's no need to rush to get a deal between the two biggest economies, later adding that the tariffs, quote, may or may not be removed depending on what happens with respect to future negotiations.
How the fuck does anyone take him seriously after finding out how much money this guy fucking lost in the real estate industry?
Yeah.
Is he a business expert?
There was, I think it was Chris Hayes that had on another ghostwriter. I guess there was like a follow-up to The Art of the Deal.
Yes.
Tony Schwartz did not write that one. It was this other guy. I can't remember. I don't know his name. Sorry. Or the name of the shitty book.
Right.
Not shitty. It's a Trump book. So this guy, I'm sure, wrote a very good book.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he got paid well.
The Orange Gum Bubble.
But he was ghostwriter, so I guess he didn't even get any credit. Don slapped his name on it.
Wouldn't you rather have it that way?
But he said that none of this surprises him because when he went and hung out with Trump for weeks.
Okay.
This is exactly it. It was somebody who it was game, but then the actual running of anything he wanted utterly nothing to do with. And that this guy said he would spend hours going through fabric swatches.
Shut up.
And that he would.
For what?
But because he always was. They said that he was. Part of why he would lose money is he was always like, I think the carpet needs to be updated. Let's, you know, send me some carpet samples. And then he would. Because that's all he was. He thought he was good at was glitzifying and tackifying everything.
So let me understand this. His strength in running a business is spending too much money on interior decoration.
There is none. Yeah, yeah.
His skill is overspending on carpet and furniture and making things gold. Wow. How do you use that effectively? I mean, really. And he did that with the White House, right? He glitched it up.
Yes.
Of course.
San Francisco Gate.
Yes.
Ghostwriter says, oh God, why are you taking so long to load San Francisco Gate?
Right.
There's a lot of fucking ads.
Oh yeah.
Ghostwriter says Trump obsessed over fabric swatches as he went broke.
Be our president, please. Lead our country. His business is going under and he's looking at like samples of
second. Donald Trump ghostwriter said that while the real estate developer was hemorrhaging cash during the late 80s, he seemed, quote, bored out of his mind and preoccupied with fabric swatches.
Of course. Who is it? Who wouldn't be in that situation?
Charles Learson is the gentleman's name, said he spent 2 years shadowing Trump while writing Surviving at the Top in 1988 through 90, which was midway through the taxes we have.
Right.
And those are the years that Trump racked up over $1 billion in loss.
And he's like, oh man, this couch, I hate it. This isn't right.
Some of the highlights, it says Trump was not particularly worried about his collapsing financial empire and did not show any signs of enjoying. Oh, he did show signs of trying to outsmart the IRS for pleasure.
Oh, yes. Well, that's the sport that he talked about, yeah. Right?
He often seemed unengaged by the day-to-day business dealings of everything. What did excite him, Learson writes, were fabric swatches, ooh, which he would choose for his hotel's upholstery needs. Quote, indeed, flipping through fabric swatches seemed at times to be his main occupation. Some days he would do it for hours.
Oh, my God.
Then take me in what he always called his, quote, French military helicopter, yes, to Atlantic City, where he looked at more fabric swatches or sometimes small samples of wood paneling.
So he would take a helicopter to another location to look at the carpet or choose, yes, paneling, or, hey, we need a ceiling fan here. Or how about a new end table? Wow.
He said that banks were eager to make deals with Trump because they were buying into the hype.
Oh, okay.
This was the art of the deal, Trump. He's owning the world.
I mean, it probably feels like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I've heard several times now since the story came out, he's the greatest con man in history so far. Because how else?
I'm believing it.
Well, right. I mean, he's not only conned his way into all that other shit.
Yes.
He's our fucking president. Says Leeson writes one particularly bad business decision. Quote, one of his aides once told me that every room at the Plaza could be filled at the rack rate, which is a list price.
Okay.
Every night. And the revenue still wouldn't cover the monthly payment of the loan he had taken to buy the place. So he's a shitty businessman. He spent too much on loans.
God damn. I mean.
And then he would declare bankruptcy and get out.
But, you know, we're talking about that post office building in D.C., right?
Well, now he still has that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't that like a property that a lot of people wanted?
I think this is the New York Plaza.
Oh, the New York Plaza. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Well.
He said, while they were shooting the breeze, Trump would tell Learson obviously made up stories, such as how he had just the other day seen a beautiful, completely naked woman on the street. Trump would say, put that in the book. Put that in the book. And Learson said he would pretend to write it down.
What? That guy should have wrote a book of all the fake shit Trump said. That would have been interesting.
Oh, I'll bet he will.
Why does the guy say, look, I got to tell you the story about a woman I saw on the street, totally naked. Why do you make up a story like that?
Put that in the book.
Well, it didn't happen, though.
Naked women just fall out of the trees for me.
In New York City, Trump would say, oh, I saw a naked woman walking down the sidewalk. Can you believe that? Put that in the book.
A beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Completely naked woman.
Well, let me corroborate. Me tell
you, the naked people you see on the street of New York, I'm thinking they're not going to be all that beautiful by you know, Hollywood standards. Let's just put it that way.
Cindy Crawford's a naturalist.
And this comes a day after the previous ghostwriter of The Art of the Deal said he would like his book taken out of print or recategorized as fiction.
Oh, yes. Hey, well, listen, I mean, does he not get paid anymore, or what does he get?
Again, I don't know. He may have just gotten a buyout.
Yeah. Well, you did write it.
He may have made, you know, a couple hundred grand or something to write it. But I mean, if it turns into a giant bestseller, you're kind of getting fucked out of millions unless you have some kind of a back end deal.
Hey, listen, Tony, I mean, I know you wrote the book, you had to get paid and all that stuff, but you're part of what made this guy president, right? The art of the deal was sold into the fucking White House. Thank you very much.
You did a great job writing it.
Yeah. God, asshole.
He feels bad.
Does he?
No, he does. He talks about that all the time.
Feel bad.
But who would have thought? Who would have thought this country would have sunk so low as to elect this piece of shit as president? Seriously. Sadly, it didn't get recorded.
But
thankfully, it didn't get recorded. The election night. Our election night live coverage.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody knew.
Play that back.
Yes. Yeah. But God, everybody knew that Tony Schwartz wrote Art of the Deal, right?
I don't think for a while. I think it took a while for it to come out.
God. Oh, well, I don't know.
Or he may have had it on, with Tony Schwartz.
I know everybody's got to get paid and shit, but Jesus Christ, you want to work for fucking Satan?
So those are, but then he was real estate cunt Satan.
I mean, he's still cheating.
Part of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's still the idea you're selling a guy who is a shitty businessman as one of the best businessmen. You know what I mean? Like, it's just pure dishonesty. Yeah. It's pure fiction. That guy's like, yeah, 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 sign me up. I'll do it. Pay me. Transactional.
And he learned what a challenge that would be.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I want it taken out of circulation. Jesus, how old is the fucking book? You've already got paid on it. Big deal.
It says Trump caused confusion among traders. Tweeting, there's no need to rush on China, then deleting it, and other tweets moments later.
Oh, God. See this fucking idiot?
An earlier tweet was deleted and reposted with minor changes.
Hey, Tony Marshall, you wrote a book that made a guy look that does shit like this. You made him look like a fucking genius.
Tony Schwartz.
What did I say, Marshall?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony Schwartz,
Well, I think he's been... mea culpa-ing it
past
couple of years.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Thanks for the apologies.
Those are your headlines, by the way. I was just looking at a couple of the other headlines over the Drudge Report. They're typically batshit.
You know what I would like? I would like some politician to draft up a bill. Not really a bill. I don't know what this is, but just an agreement that reputable writers around the globe can make a promise to the universe to not write books about shitty people that make them look like fucking geniuses. Could we make that? I know that's a crazy notion, but boy, that would help our planet be a better place now, wouldn't it,
but
fuckers?
Again, who knew back then? Who knew?
God. Yeah. I mean, God.
How could you know?
You write a book.
He's a charlatan.
Yeah, but I imagine when you write the book, you figure it out.
Right, and you've been paid $200,000 and signed a contract to write a book.
That's true. Hey, listen, Tony, make your paper. Go write a book about Bill Barr next or something.
And he wants to take it off the shelf. He's probably making a lot of mailbox money right now. Still off it.
Okay.
All the maggots who give the Art of the Deal for, Groundhog Day and shit.
I mean, but...
The squirrel-eating festivals.
I'm not talking... Okay, having Donald Trump, he turns into this fascist politician president, a nightmare. That's fine. But surely this Tony Schwartz, after doing research and writing this book, found out that he was just a con man, but still he writes a book that sells Donald Trump is not that.
Well, I don't know how much they would have found out about, actual... They both found out that he doesn't do shit.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're learning from these guys. We're not learning about any shady deals or any crimes or anything. Learning that he doesn't do fuck all. He's stupid and he makes bad business decisions.
The thing is, if Tony Schwartz...
Neither of them have said they witnessed any crimes.
If Tony Schwartz today says his book should be recategorized as fiction, then that is an admission that what he wrote was fucking bullshit.
Well, yeah.
And it was a lie.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And again, who knew?
Well, he's still... You're right. We didn't know he was going to be president.
I would have bet everything that he would never be president.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry, Tony.
I guess I'm a half full kind of glass guy. And I never suspected that this country would remotely put Donald Trump in the White House.
But, you know, you look
arguably
at,
he didn't. But yeah.
Yeah. You look at the country and you're like, I can see. You can see it now.
Or I mean, the country didn't.
No. The Russians,
technically,
the NRA, and the mouth breathing fucking
and
evangelical
the electoral
turd,
fucking college
turd faces. Yes, yeah, the electoral college.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jabez.
We talked about the Alabama bullshit.
Okay.
Where they were trying to at the last second, in their already horrific past six week abortion ban, with
nice
up to 99 years in jail.
Yeah, way to look out for your constituents and do something good for the people. That's nice.
At the last second, they decided to strip an amendment that said, well, we should allow exceptions for incest and rape, and the Republicans tried to take that out at the last minute, running it through some ridiculous instant quick vote.
If you were a man, okay, politicians, you're a dude. You say you can get pregnant. You have a dick baby, but the dick baby is a result of, say, your great uncle raping you. And you're like, I don't want to raise this dick baby I'm about to have.
I should not open my dick to him.
Right. That's it. That's true. Why did you open your dick up to your,
Well, that's what they say.
What?
Close your legs. I can't tell you. I read some of these stories and, I always like to go down to the comments to read what Inhumanity has to say.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, she should have kept her legs closed.
Right.
Don't want to kill a baby. You should have kept your legs closed.
Where in the Bible does it say that women are just our incubators? Where does it
all
say
over
that?
The Bible.
Yeah. Well, how about this then? Who cares about the fucking Bible?
There you go.
It's like Lord of the fucking Rings. Shove it up your ass. Enough with this. These restrictions on women's health care, man. It's 2019.
So the Senate in Alabama, after the shouting match, abruptly delayed a vote on a bill outlawing most abortions in the state, making it a felony, punishable by up to 99 years imprisonment. I don't think they have the Georgia shit though, where you get now. Figure this out. You can get murder charge, which I guess is
okay,
is life and. Or the death penalty in Georgia.
Right.
But if you leave the state and they find out you had an abortion in a different state, you get 10 years.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to
no,
me?
No, Handmaid's Tale.
It's all very bizarre.
Yeah, it is weird.
Some Republicans attempted to remove amendments that would have allowed women to get abortions in cases of rape or incest.
God!
The decision was made by a voice vote, angering Senate Minority Leader Bobby Singleton. Other Democrats who were seeking a roll call vote on all issues related to the abortion bill.
They want people to be heard saying yes to restricting women's health care. Right.
As opposed to what the guy did, which was all those opposed, all those for, the ayes have it.
That's cowardly.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
They accused the Alabama Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, I'm sure, a wonderful stand-up human being.
Oh, yeah.
The Republican presiding over the Senate. The Democratic Senator Vivian Davis figures said, I know this bill's going to pass. You're going to get your way. At least treat us fairly and do it the right way. That's all I ask. That all my Democratic colleagues ask. That's all that women in this state ask. No, the women in the state are asking them to stay out of their uteruses.
I mean, and ask. Man, they should fucking demand it. We should. This is bullshit, man. Democrats should walk out of this fucking session.
As the commotion escalated, the president pro temp Del Marsh.
Oh, my God. Del Marsh.
Republican.
Listen here now.
Moved to delay the vote on the amendment until next week. He said the debate will reopen on Tuesday and is asking senators to set the reset button and take a weekend to think about it. Let people go home, talk to their constituents. Oh, right. And come back.
You're talking about people's reproductive rights. I don't need you to talk to anybody's fucking constituents about that. Don't talk to people's, don't talk to the constituents. You shouldn't, I don't give a fuck what they have to say. You shouldn't restrict women's health care.
Well, Alabama Representative Terry Collins, who sponsored the bill, said its purpose is to spark litigation that will force the Supreme Court to reconsider Roe versus Wade. But it won't.
How?
Well, I guess it will. If by them turning shit down, you know, because it's going to lower courts can't but rule against this. I mean, this is just blatant.
Yeah, yeah.
And at some point, it's going to get to the Supreme Court, and they may not decide to hear it, which is a defeat,
right,
for the forced birth crowd. But
what a horrible crowd to be a part of. Yeah. God, the fuck.
The version that passed in the House allowed for only a single exception, cases involving serious health risk to, quote, the unborn child's mother.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Wow. I mean,
the amendment that was added in the Senate would also provide for exceptions in the case of rape or incest. And that's the one they tried to strip at the last second over a sneaky voice vote.
I mean, it's just anti-woman. That's all that is.
Sure.
They're going to force you to have a kid if you're raped. A pregnancy as a result of a fucking rape.
Your father's child if you were raped. Incest and rape.
I can't even imagine that. This is crazy. This is fucking nuts. See, what's going on is a bunch of bullshit that if we had a president that was an adult, he would go on TV and say, hey, listen up here, Georgia and Alabama, you're full of shit. Go fuck yourself.
Senator Clyde Chambliss.
Hey!
God, these names.
Clyde Chambliss.
Is shepherding the bill through the Senate, said in a statement, this recognizes that an unborn child is a person and therefore deserves the full protection of the law.
Oh, yes, Clyde. Clyde Chambliss. Oh, I'm sure you're worried about everybody's fucking safety.
Ultimately, God. This will pass, and Alabama is going to lead the nation in protecting the sanctity of life.
Ooh. How many people die a year from handgun deaths? What about that, dickhead? What about that life? Do you give a fuck about that?
Planned Parenthood can try to derail the bill as they did in spending over $1 million to unsuccessfully oppose a pro-life ballot measure last fall in Alabama. But the outcome will be the same. Alabamians will stand on the side of life.
Oh, my. You don't stand on the side of life, you fucking dickhead. If you stood on the side of life, you'd do something about the minimum wage.
They're standing on the side of forced birth.
Oh, yes. And white life.
And punishing women for having the audacity to enjoy sex, have it for fun, or have sex without their man persons giving them permission.
I tell you what, the Republicans are bizarre. We know what they care about. They care about fetuses. They care about fetuses.
Yeah, I'm not convinced they do.
They just like the wedge.
I think it's a bonus of right?
And guns. Well, they love guns.
No, and they like the control. They want women under control.
They're sexist gun lovers.
Also in the sovereign state. I can't find the story now. Oh, here we go. This is batshit. This is the state of Ohio. Sometimes,
okay.
You know, you think Ohio's like, you know, hip and shit.
No, John Kasich runs that fucking place.
The Ohio legislature
Fuck you.
Is now considering a bill making it illegal for abortion to be covered by insurance.
Okay.
In most cases.
Wow.
House Bill 182 would make it so that many private insurance companies in the state could no longer cover the cost of elective abortions, forcing women to pay out of pocket.
I mean, it's really fucked up that let's say, okay, they don't want to pay for elective abortions. If you choose to have an abortion, how about this? How about paying for it and not making a judgment on it? Not making a moral judgment on it. Make it a medical decision, you dickhead. I mean, I don't know. I'm just restating something that's been said a million times. The conversation we're having is between a woman and a doctor.
Yes.
It shouldn't have anything to do with these old fat white fucking politicians. It's nuts.
The bill's sponsor, let's spit his name, Representative John Becker, Republican.
Hey, fuck you.
Said the intent is to save lives and reduce the... I know he's from Ohio, but I don't care.
Yeah.
And reduce the cost of employers and employees' health care insurance. That part, I believe.
Oh, I believe that as well.
The bill goes even further than abortion and seems to include things like morning after pills as well.
Oh, great. Hey, dickhead, why do you give a fuck about the insurance providers?
And IUDs, because they say anything, drugs or devices used to prevent the implantation of a fertilized ovum, which means IUDs.
Yeah. Do the Republicans, do they not want people to fuck? Is that what's going on here? They don't want people to have birth control?
No.
So you can't have sex? All sex has to be about fertilizing something. How nice.
The bill goes on to address a medically deadly situation.
Yes.
Ectopic pregnancies.
Right.
Tubal.
Yes.
When the little swimmers, instead of making their way into the uterus, they go up into the tube.
Okay.
And bump into said egg there.
Oh, shit.
And things don't go well.
Right.
Like death.
Okay.
For the woman.
Yes. And they're trying to set
up. Unless you make that go away.
Yes. So they're saying that you can't even have that if you can't have an abortion.
If this is not aborted, the woman dies 100% of the time.
Okay.
Representative Becker says, well, part of that treatment then in that case would be removing that embryo from the fallopian tube and reinserting it into the uterus. So that is defined as not an abortion under this bill. That procedure does not exist. They can't do that. You don't do that. By definition, it has implanted itself into the fallopian tube. And it's not like replanting a pea plant seed. You don't pull it out and plug it in somewhere else and just leave it like that. That ain't how it works.
Why did he say this? Is he stupid?
Well, obviously they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Hey, Becker, did you watch some episode of like Grey's Anatomy and you thought this is what you thought you saw and you're suggesting it?
Let's talk to a medical professional.
Oh, fuck that.
Who says that doesn't exist in the realm of treatment. You cannot just re-implant. This is not a medical thing.
But an ectopic pregnancy is.
And kills.
Right.
100% of the time. So you have to take that fertilized egg and make it go away.
Or you let the mother die.
Well, yeah.
Well,
close your legs.
They're probably fine with that.
Deputy Director of Narrow Pro-Choice Ohio.
Yay!
Jaime? J-A-I-M-E?
Oh, wee wee.
Miracle.
Right.
The bill would make a mandate that women suffering ectopic pregnancies would have to wait until it is about to kill them.
What?
In order to call it a life-saving abortion.
Just stop.
So you have to wait.
Yeah. Oh, good.
The bill will have grave impacts on Ohio's infant and maternal mortality rates.
Well,
birth control pills, IUDs, and other methods of birth control states that anything that can stop a fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus is considered an abortion under this bill.
Human beings are not baby-making machines. Women aren't Gatling guns that just fire out kids all fucking day. Some people want to have sex to just fuck. I'm sorry. And that shit, you should be able to do that. What is wrong with these fucking people?
And then this asshole Becker brushes that assertion aside and then uses that catchword, abortifacient. Abortifacient.
Oh, eat a dick, dumbass.
When you get into the contraception and abortifacients, that's clearly not my area of expertise.
Then okay.
Don't write laws on it. Yeah. You fuck. Then, what do you mean it's not your. Okay. Well, make it your area of expertise.
Yeah, you're so fascinated with
before it. Before you legislate on it, not your fucking Bible.
Well, that other guy is like, oh, let's just implant a tube, an embryo here. Who fucking cares?
Which doesn't exist.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
But they also lie and say that you have increased. Chances of cancer.
They want doctors to actually say that to patients.
Yeah.
Before you get an abortion, they have to tell you it can give you cancer, even though it's not going to.
Which is a lie. He said, if it's true, what we typically know as the pill would be classified as abortifacient. I would imagine drug manufacturers will reformulate it so it's no longer an abortifacient and is strictly contraceptive.
Well, but that's not how it works. This wacko shouldn't even be talking about this. Our government has no place here. This is...
Exactly. This all comes as the governor, Mike DeWine, has signed a heartbeat bill into law.
God.
Which means that abortions can be banned as early as 6 weeks, where many women are unaware of their pregnancies at that early stage. So the bill actively bans most abortions in the state.
Okay, so they're saying women are incubators, you know?
Yes.
And by the way, this is the party of small government.
So everybody's suing.
They're legislating the vagina.
Well, and with now they're blatant about going after Roe.
Right.
They really think this is their chance.
Well, with their dingbat followers, their mouth-breathing evangelical twat faces, that works with them, right? That works for that crowd. They love it.
Coach Dave.
It's a good narrative.
Speaking of.
Yes. God, this guy every fucking day.
Yeah, we need to thank Right Wing Watch for keeping Dave Watch going here.
Is he at Hillary's house?
We're following. No, that's coming up. Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, right, right.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Boo.
Is working with some assholes about putting together, but not organizing inexplicably. Yes. Oh, they changed the name. They've rebranded already.
Okay.
The event was originally billed as the March for Equal Justice, but now it's been changed to the Easter Equal Justice Tour.
Nobody wanted to march.
After they were informed by lawyers, they would need permits if they intended to hold or any sort of rally or protest outside Clinton's home. In response, they're now billing the event as a tour. Since tours require no such permits, meaning that now it will merely consist of right-wing activists driving past the Clintons' home and around Chappaqua demanding Hillary's arrest.
Oh, my God.
They can't even have a protest out in front of her place.
Well, I think this is better for them. Not to be a dick, a lot of the people in that kind of crowd, these right-wing nut jobs, they don't want to fucking march. They don't want to march.
So Dave appeared last night to do some promotion.
Ooh.
On the Hagman Report.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yes.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's look at my big dick.
Well, it's an old white guy.
Okay, perfect. Hi.
With a green screen.
Yeah. It
really doesn't take much.
Right.
These days. And the Hagman Report.
Larry Hagman?
was on.
He died.
I believe he's no longer with us. It's on Blog Talk Radio, as are we.
Okay.
On the our former network.
Right.
I guess we're kind of again currently.
Yes. We're back.
On the VOC Voc Nation.
Right.
Streaming. We stream on Blog Talk Radio now once a day.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're warmly loved in the wrestling community.
Wrestling fans, a lot of wrestlers love this show.
There were some that did, yeah.
I know people that watch wrestling and like our show.
So here's Dave on the Hagman Report.
Yay.
Here's a little bit of his promo.
Right.
With this guy Hagman. Well, I guess we'll find out what this guy's like.
Oh my God.
Somebody said to me, Coach says, aren't you afraid? Well, what do you think? Well, sure. Yeah, I'm afraid. But what? I'm going to be controlled by fear. I'm going to allow my country to continue to go down the tubes because I'm afraid. I'm going to let my children, my grandchildren live under tyranny because Grampy was afraid to stand up and do the right thing.
He's got grandchildren.
Grampy. Grampy.
He has grandchildren.
Right. But Grampy, you're not living under tyranny. Donald Trump is fucking president, you dickhead. What kind of tyranny is he? What?
Because Hillary's not rotting in jail or swinging from the noose. See. They would prefer, Hillary's especially the black one.
She's not president.
Shh. But there's no justice. What?
God damn.
They're dumb. They need an enemy.
Right.
They need
right.
Some scary monster to fire them up.
God damn.
What if our forefathers had that same attitude? What about the guys who stormed in Iwo Jima? What about?
He's comparing himself and his waddlers driving around the cul-de-sac in Chappaqua to storming the beaches at Norman.
Does he think he's like chosen by God to go on an epic battle against Hillary Clinton?
Well, yeah, he said the Holy Spirit, I guess, gave him the indictment to serve her with.
Coach Dave, if what you're doing is so important, why didn't you go through the proper channels to get a permit for a march, to officially march?
Well, they wouldn't have gotten it, probably.
Yeah, and also, you're just driving around her house. This is so like lame.
Pathetic, yeah.
It's lame. It's very lame, Coach Dave.
What if our forefathers had that same attitude? What about the guys who stormed in Iwo Jima? What about the guys who stormed Normandy?
You're driving!
It's the same as Iwo Jima and Normandy.
He's driving around a very nice neighborhood.
In an air-conditioned rented car.
Right! In a fucking car, Dave.
What about those guys in Vietnam rice paddies? They did not fight and die for us to be afraid and not do our job when our time was before us. And that's where I am. Equal justice under the law. A system of government where every man is equal. And as long as Hillary is more equal than me, as long as Obama is more equal than me, as long as as long as they are more equal than me, then that's not liberty.
Strzok and Page. Nowhere does he mention Donald J. Trump, the biggest crook of them all.
Well, Strzok and Page, how are they crooks?
Because they were the ones who started this whole deep state evil under direction of Obama, surely.
They were just texting each other back and forth.
No,
and they mentioned that Donald Trump's a fucking idiot, right?
They secretly hired Fusion GPS to...
Oh, yes.
Come up with the dodgy dossier.
And this motherfucker is saying they're not treated equally to him because if he had done what they did, he would be in jail. Is that what he thinks?
I believe so, yeah.
They didn't do anything.
Correct.
And Hillary didn't do anything.
Strzok and Page, as long as they are more equal than me, then that's not liberty. That is displeasing to our Lord, and it spits on the graves of those brave men living in debt who struggled. For liberty, justice, and the American way. Doug, it's our turn now. It's our turn now. Come on out from the hiding. Hey, they can't kill us all. Can't kill us all.
Who's nobody cares about you assholes. You're
driving by a house.
Yeah, at most, you may create a tiny little 4 or 5 car traffic jam in Chappaqua.
What is he going to say as he's driving by? I mean, you're driving by. Are you going to be streaming this, dickhead? I'm sure you will.
Well, sure.
But what?
You're on no one's radar.
And Dave.
Except ours, because right. It's funny.
Walk me through the events of this driving by of Hillary Clinton in Chappaqua. Walk me through the events of the day. What is the first event of the driving by?
Waffle House. They yes. Meet at Waffle House.
Okay. That's one thing. That's something you can show. And then
they go to the 7-Eleven and buy drinks and candy bars.
And cigarettes, hopefully.
Right.
Kill us all.
He's gonna
kill us all.
You call me crazy, but I do believe that people will look back at.
Oh, hey, call me crazy. Oh, but,
God, he's
about
to say
that
he's going to be remembered in history.
Call me crazy. God.
Crazy. You're delusional. What does he say?
This is Mr. Deep Voice. Douglas.
Oh, God.
Douglas. J.
Oh, yeah.
Hagman.
Look at my big balls.
Truth can't be silenced, it says. Hagman Report Live.
I'm a sack.
On Blog Talk Radio. Hey, everybody.
God.
Here's that segment again.
Crazy, but I do believe that people will look back at this moment in time, at your actions, at the actions of this movement, and say, you know what?
And laugh their asses off. Do you believe there were lunatics that
actions
just drove up? No, you know what?
Actions.
No one's going to be looking back at this
no.
ever because
no.
it's going to land like a wet fart.
No, it's just dumb. It's nothing.
It's so pathetic.
This was the start of the pushback of the normal, regular people like you and I for equal justice. This
white.
Is when it began. And be part of that, folks. Be part of that.
Began? You're in your swan song, bitches.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, Trump is your victory. Trump is your victory.
I mean,
and hopefully he's destroyed the reputation of the Republican Party, of rich people, of corporations enough that the people are starting to get the fucking shit sick of it. They're sick of it. People are sick of it.
I hope.
And they're starting to figure it out. Elizabeth Warren is drawing bigger and bigger crowds.
I read her opioid thing, a story about that, how she's going to extend the CARE Act or putting more money behind it.
She listed all the things that her tax on ultra wealthy people, only the ultra wealthy.
Right.
She listed all this shit that it would pay for.
And, why not vote for her then?
And guess who would not feel it at all?
All the rich people.
The ultra wealthy, exactly.
They would feel it because they look at their bank
2%.
Account. They look at their bank account like a video game. You've said this. It's just like they're racking up
oh, sure.
zeros.
It's Monopoly.
That's all they fucking care about. Like Donald Trump said, it's sport.
Yeah, it's the Monopoly game. It's gambling for them. They don't care.
You have to take their shit. Take their shit from them.
Well, you have to get them to pay taxes.
Yeah.
For equal justice. This is when it began. And be part of that, folks. Be part of that.
Let me say to the Christians, can I tell you something?
Fuck you.
We have two choices. I don't argue theology.
Okay.
Rapture or the second American Revolution. That's what we have. That's our two choices.
Wait.
Because if we're sitting around and waiting on the rapture and the rapture doesn't come, you're going to be locked down on a gulag.
You're going to be locked down on a gulag. If I don't drive by Hillary Clinton's house, you're going to be locked down on a gulag.
How under Trump are they claiming that they're going to be locked in gulags?
I don't know. Well, these people are always victims. You know, they're always bitching. They're always whining, complaining. They're always mad at people that aren't white. That's their thing. You know what I mean? They blame all
so
the world,
sad.
You know, and women and people that aren't white. Fuck them.
Yeah. Crawl back to the fetid rectum from which
yes.
you oozed.
Go to your fetid rectum and have a pack of camels.
We've got, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Faithless Friday. Look at that, an hour's gone already.
Jeebus!
Here on the big show. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. When you go to
yes.
buy shit through Amazon, we get a little commissione.
Ooh-wee-wee.
It doesn't cost you fuck all.
You will be blessed in the afterlife!
You just,
if you buy bullshit!
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
And we'll be able to buy, inevitably, the next bird feeder after...
this motherfucking rat with a blow dryer.
Dude, this fucking squirrel's been running around while you've been it's still there in the...
I got my eye on it.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Right.
You know, it's cute. I don't want anything bad to happen. Squirrel, just don't destroy my bird feeder.
You wouldn't be sad, though.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that would be sad.
Yeah, I don't want anything. I like the squirrel. I'm like, why can't we just put a squirrel feeder up? And then he can go to the squirrel feeder and leave this fucking thing alone.
That's something I should look into.
Yeah.
That's Coach Dave saying they can't kill us all.
Yay!
They can't kill us all. Nobody... Who's looking to kill you?
Hey, and how...
Jesus fucking
whoever
Christ.
Has a program where, like, Coach Dave goes on your whatever the fuck webcast or whatever to promote his show?
You think we could get Dave on the show?
Yeah.
I don't think we could get Dave on the show.
I think we could.
I don't think these guys like to be challenged.
No.
Speaking of, did you see Ben Shapiro, that little fuck twunt?
No.
For some reason, so many of the... There's a lot on the Venn diagram.
Yes.
Of people who overlap Ben Shapiro fans and Rogan fans.
Okay.
You know, there's the kind of the asshole MRA. The
bros.
The bro culture fans. Yeah, yeah. That
they're also Rogan fans.
And this guy, Ben Shapiro, is like, they consider him one of their intellectuals.
Oh, God.
Like, and they think he's so great. You know, on YouTube, it'll be like, watch Ben Shapiro destroy this libtard with his logic.
Oh, my God.
And it's typical right wing, butt hurt, piss yes. boy logic.
Right. Snowflakes.
Where, you know, he just bullies you and does right wing nut job jujitsu.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots of whataboutism.
Sure.
Well, we've known for a while that the state of journalism in Britain has a little more teeth.
Hello.
Ironically, right. than here.
Yes.
In the United States. And here's a quite delightful moment.
Yes.
Where Ben Shapiro was not expecting to have challenging questions asked of him.
He thought he was in store for a nice warm blowjob.
And this old presenter, at one point, he accuses the guy of being part of like the libtard liberal media. And obviously you're biased. This old guy is a conservative. He's just a good journalist.
Yes.
Who says, hey, you said this a couple years ago. What do you have to say about this? You tweeted this a couple. What does that mean?
He did some homework.
Right. And Ben Shapiro.
This is
fucking awesome. This is this little snake.
I just really? Asked you a question.
And I asked you a question. You failed to answer a single one of mine. Frankly.
And I asked you a question. You failed to answer a single one of mine.
What an asshole. What a fucking asshole.
And I asked you a question. You failed to answer a single one of mine. Frankly, I find this whole thing a waste of time. If you want to read the book and critique the book, why don't you read and critique the book? If you want to critique me, you can think whatever you want of me.
Why don't you
frankly,
just try and
I don't
answer
care.
The
I don't,
questions.
I don't frankly give a damn what you
you're,
think of me since I've never heard of you.
I don't frankly give a damn what you think of me because I've never heard of you.
He just stonewalls.
Right. And you're not getting this guy.
Ugh, what an ass.
This guy's been around for a thousand years. Yeah. And he's just like, why don't you just answer the question?
Hello?
Yeah.
Try and answer the questions.
I don't frankly give a damn what you think of me since I've never heard of you.
You, and I've never heard of you until I briefed myself for this, but that's not the issue. You have a new book out, and it's an interesting book. But my point is, your book claims that society...
Well, it'd be nice if you would quote it from time to time.
Your book is... Well, actually, I've done so several times, and I'm about to do so again, if you would let me just finish the question. Your book claims that society is turning its back on Judeo-Christian values. What are those values? What are the values it's turning its back on?
I'm not inclined to continue an interview with a person as badly motivated as you as an interviewer. So I think we're done here. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time and for showing that anger is not part of American political discourse. Now, we'll say goodbye.
Oh, shit.
Boom.
Bam. That was awesome. Oh, God, he is. Ben Shapiro is a dick.
Ben Shapiro pulls out the I don't know who you are.
Oh, yes.
I'm more famous than you. And you should have seen the look on his face when this dude said, well, frankly, I didn't know who you were until I got the preparation for this interview.
Who does Ben Shapiro think he is, though? Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah, man. He's really the, like I said, they consider him to be an intellectual. And he does have, I saw a couple tweets. I mean, he's got academically, like, great pedigree.
Yeah.
Like, he's got great degrees. Sure. And he's, I guess, on paper, a really smart dude. But he's a shit twin.
Yeah. He's just evil,
of a human
right?
being. Right, right.
Something's wrong with him.
And it shows you again, just even on our alleged hard-hitting news shows.
Oh, yeah, he's shocked, right?
Everybody gets just a reach around.
Yeah. I mean, he's shocked.
Well, he wasn't on...
He's like, you're asking me? You're challenging me?
He wasn't on Fox.
Fucking dare you? Yeah.
you know, people tweeting, watching. It's trending right now still, Ben Shapiro.
And that British guy gets the better of him. He doesn't give in to this guy's lunacy.
Oh, unflappable.
Yeah, yeah.
Unflappable.
Answer the fucking question. You didn't answer the question.
These are the ones who will just keep just badgering and hammering at these politicians in Britain. It's great.
These guys stonewall. All these right-wing nut jobs stonewall. If you ever talk to anybody about politics down here, in 2 seconds, you're getting bombarded with bullshit Hillary facts. Yeah. I swear to God, if you timed it in 45 seconds, someone's saying... somebody's going to say Seth Rich. Somebody's going to say Vince Foster.
Yeah.
All that shit.
Ben Shapiro, tweeted, at AF Neil. That's Andrew Neil, the, from the Spectator.
Hello.
BBC presenter. Oh, he's from, yes. Chairman of the Spectator.
Okay.
But Andrew Neil destroys Ben Shapiro! Exclamation point. So that's what that feels like. Smiley face wink. I broke my own rule and wasn't properly prepared. I've addressed every single issue he raised before. See below. Still, it's Neil 1, Shapiro 0.
Oh, my God.
Look at him trying to pretend like he's humble and sane.
Yeah, he's trying to save it, right?
We watched you melt down, you whiny little piss bitch.
Yeah, you gave somebody else the power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean...
Slither away, slither away.
God.
And at one point he had said he apologized. I saw an earlier tweet where he apologized to the dude for saying he was like a liberal and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. That was the insult. He goes, sorry, I thought you were a liberal. I'm going to say that to you.
Oh, God, I agree with him on something.
Ben Shapiro?
He tweeted, Barry was great season one. Season two is a dramatic step up. Barry is a good show.
Okay.
Fuck you, Ben Shapiro, for selling.
The only thing you
don't
agree.
Like anything I like.
That's it, though. It'll just be confined to that.
Yeah. Don't like the thick of it.
Right. Oh, that's good. That show.
The thick of it? Yeah.
The thick of it.
Go to.
On Hulu.
Crab Diving.
Or Prime. Yeah. Or whatever.
Whatever it's on. But go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and join Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's available on that, but the thick of it was the kind of precursor to Veep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was the guy that created Veep here, was brought here to create a show similar to the one he had created.
Yes.
There. It's not a reboot, but it's a. It's
funny.
It's funny as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to. There's some sections where there's a couple of Scottish guys talking to each other, where you may need to turn on the subtitles.
Well, it's English, though.
Just saying. Well, right. But when they're yelling at each other, you can't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
Also in the news today, thanks for joining us.
Danke.
You all.
Yes, thank you.
I've got a story. Which one do I want to do? Well, we've got a... Okay, let's get Jesus-y here.
Jabez! Sky God! Fuck you!
We've got Barbed Wire.
No shit.
Publishing a call for armed rebellion.
Oh, great.
Against the tyrannical left if, quote, biblical reformation fails. This is the same shit that Coach Dave is saying. These are these Christianists who are starting to get violent.
Right, right. What does biblical reformation mean? What does that fucking mean?
This is a guy named David Jolly, not the former representative from Florida. This
yes.
is a different David Jolly. Writing for Barbed Wire, compared the situation of conservatives in the Christian U.S. today to that of American colonists suffering under onerous British rule and taxation.
Oh, my God. How does that make any fucking sense? How is that similar?
In his column last week, he wrote, in many ways, America today is much like the American colonies 250 years ago. And short of a biblical reformation, the likes of this nation is never seen. It seems obvious that the only hope of saving America is for Christians and conservatives to do what they did 244 years ago when they armed themselves and rebelled against the tyrants that were oppressing them.
But Donald Trump is fucking president!
How dare you let gay people get married? You're oppressing
us! Oh my God! Donald Trump's president. The Republicans still have the fucking Senate, you pussies.
What do you mean we can't force kids to pray in public schools? You're oppressing us.
Well, I mean, I would say to that, you're probably, for the most part, successful. God forbid you stand up to these Christo twunts. You get marginalized. You're oppressive. You're oppressive.
The leftists want to tax everyone to death just like the British did so long ago.
No, dickheads. No,
you know what? We don't mind being taxed as long as we're represented. There's that second part.
Yes.
Taxation without representation was what they were pissed about. They weren't pissed about taxation. Taxation without representation, they were pissed off about.
God, and these guys... The taxes that, like, Elizabeth Warren are talking about are on the richest of us. The
ultra wealthy
will be taxed. Normal people will not be.
On wealth over $50 million.
Over $50 million. Okay, everybody, go home, figure out how much you make, and if it's under $50 million, you're good. If it's over...
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
But if it's over,
buy lots
right.
of stuff, yes.
But if it's over $50 million, you have to pay taxes.
2%.
2%?
Yeah.
That's it?
That will pay for daycare for kids, for single
Yay.
Mothers, pre-K, fresh start or head start for kids.
And these are all programs you're rattling off that Elizabeth Warren has. She has those.
That will be paid for.
God.
By this simple 2% wealth tax on the ultra wealthy. And we're done. And all this stuff could be paid for.
Explain to me how she is not running away with that fucking nomination. I don't fucking get it.
She's still getting out there name recognition wise. I mean, I know it sounds crazy to those of us that are in the know.
Who the fuck doesn't know who Elizabeth Warren is?
There's people who don't know Elizabeth Warren.
Don't vote, you fucking idiots.
Or all they know her as is Pocahontas.
Then don't vote. Oh, my God, then don't vote.
Well, but they may not. They may be Democrats in other states that don't pay attention. And all they know is that, and she's got to overcome that one.
Tell the audience what I'm holding up. Tell them.
An iPhone.
An iPhone. Oh, look, I'm going to open up the iPhone.
But
there's a web browser. I can go to the top of this web browser, type in a bunch of bullshit, and it tells me what that bullshit
or
is.
Or you can go on Instagram and look at cat memes.
Yeah, I know, but you
can and most people
find out about Elizabeth
in the
Warren
country,
in the fucking phone you own.
Most people in the country are going on Instagram and looking at cat memes or playing Candy Crush.
I have never played Candy Crush once.
Tetris.
That's different. That's different. Tetris?
Anyway.
No. Tetris is a game about thinking and coordination and strategy. Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush is bullshit.
You got to match the cherries and the
Oh, I'm matching the cherries over here. Okay,
and the grapes and shit.
I'm playing Tetris. It's different.
But I'm just saying, many people don't pay attention at all.
Read the fucking news. God damn it.
Well, I concur. I wish that more people would.
I mean, you don't even have take to type anything.
I think that's why I think the day off. I think election day should be a national holiday. Yes. Or have it on a fucking Sunday.
Right.
I know the Jesus wielders would get pissed about that. So let's have it on a Saturday.
Absolutely.
And then Ben Carson and his Seventh-day Adventists are going to get mad. And the who else Saturday? Jews? Jews have temple on Saturday.
Listen. I think what we're going to have to do with religion, we got to think about it differently. Everybody has the right to worship whatever the fuck you want to. Just keep it to yourself and never speak audibly of it. Never mention the word God out loud.
I don't want to hear it. You can hear it, but can't legislate it. You can't squeal tyranny. If you preach your God at me and I turn to you and say, I'm sorry, I believe there is no God.
I'm a Satanist.
Why do you hate Christians? Why do you hate
Because you're fucking irritating. You ruin a lot of
shit.
You put gigantic Bronze Age torture devices in goddamn parks. You're trying to enjoy yourself. Oh, look, somebody got crucified on that. Okay, I'm going to have a picnic right fucking here because
that's a war memorial.
Oh, God.
But only to the Christians. But it doesn't really mean that because it's historical. It doesn't mean just for Christians, you know, because the cross is like historical and stuff.
Listen, I'm an atheist. And what I'm about to say, know that people look at atheists like they're child molesters. Like they're scum of the earth. Like they're barbarians. Like serial killers. But what?
One tiny silver lining.
Yes.
In this giant... really just rectum cloud.
Wow, I'm gonna need a mask and snorkel.
I need fins. Of shit mist.
Wow. Shit mist?
Shitmist.com. Is that these evangelicals are not winning them any favor with all this bullshit. Like people with even a modicum of decency are seeing these charlatans for what they are.
Well, welcome to the club. Welcome to the Atheist Club, everybody. Come on in. The water's great. It's a great way to be. I don't live in constant fear of some boogeyman that lives up in the sky striking me down because I said fuck. You know what I mean? Welcome to the party. You don't have to live with the idea that some oppressive sky god is hurling lightning bolts around you because you decide to jack off into a fucking sock.
Oh. Every few years, we need laundry detergent.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently. Right. Every few years, Gallup asks Americans a version of this question. Quote, if your party nominated a generally well-qualified person for president who happened to be blank, would you vote for that person? And they fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Almost every time in the past that they have asked the question, atheist has been at the bottom of the list.
Fuck you. Fuck everybody. You should want an atheist to be president.
The headlines always say atheists are unelectable.
Why? Why? Are people afraid of having someone making the... I don't have to say, well, I'm going to pray about that decision first. No, I'm not. I'm going to go to a computer and look up some shit. Or I'm going to talk to some colleague. I'm going to confer with some experts. I'm not talking to Jesus fucking Christ about shit.
I'd like you to think
about
it for a minute.
Jabez.
In 2012 was cause for celebration, finally, because more than half of those surveyed finally said they wouldn't hold atheism against a politician.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so fucking much.
Then, for the first time ever in 2015, atheist was not the worst trait presidential candidate.
Fuck yes.
Socialist took over the worst.
Well, so hey, we're better than socialists. There you go. Right?
For candidates, yes.
Yes. Socialist? What's wrong with socialism? What's so wrong? Why is it demonized? Why was it worse than why is it worse than atheist?
Because you still have, especially people of a certain age that crawled under their desks to worry about nukes going off, and were told that communism had been misinformed, that communism and socialism are the same thing.
Yes,
we're misinformed that our enemies that were going to drop bombs on us were communist. Or actually had real communist societies. They called themselves communists.
You know, it's funny. Communist was the big boogeyman, whatever. The biggest threat to this fucking planet has got to be these lunatics that run around praying to people that are up in the sky that don't fucking exist. That's got to be the biggest threat to the fucking planet, right?
Some of them, yeah.
Not atheists.
I mean, the ones that are using the Koran to do heinous shit.
No, anybody looking up in the sky
kind of bullshit religion.
Conferring with science fiction to make a decision. Those people are killing us.
God, I don't want to shit on Scientologists.
Why?
Without their permission and consent. But
shit on them. Shit away.
I saw one of those, I've talked about those First Amendment audits these people do where they go out and really put their lives in danger.
Yes. Because
they're inviting the popo.
Right.
They're inviting confrontations with the popo.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck with the cops.
And they go out and they film in public places and they'll stand on the sidewalk, public sidewalk, like outside a prison or something, and they'll just start filming everything, and then they just wait for people to come out and confront them, and then they call the police.
Yes.
And then most of the time it ends up with them. Finally, somebody shows up that understands the law.
That has a thought in their fucking
and says,
head.
You can anything. The Supreme Court ruled you can't trespass eyes. That if I can see it from the public sidewalk, I can take a picture of it from the public sidewalk.
Right, right.
Usually it goes, there's arguments and everything. They always want to identify.
Of course.
And a lot of them say, I'm not identifying myself.
I don't
and
have
then it
to.
Gets into that. And then they get into fights of, well, yes, you do. What crime am I being committed? Crime are you suspecting me of being committing? And they say, there's no crime. We're investigating suspicious activity. And they say, is that a misdemeanor or a felony.
Yeah, what suspicious activity, dickhead?
They can't, for suspicious activity that is ambiguous, they can't demand your ID. Even in stop and frisks or stop and identify states, like the one we're in.
Yeah.
They have to have a reasonable, articulable suspicion of a crime.
Right.
An actual crime. Not, you look sketchy.
Yeah.
We want to ID you. And run your. They can't do that. This isn't Nazi fucking Germany.
Well,
we got to produce your papers to the jackboots.
Yes.
Just willy nilly. Well, that doesn't always go well because the popo.
Because
some of the popo don't like their authority being disrespected.
Or they think they can do whatever the fuck they want, right?
Yeah, like, same kind of thing. Yeah.
They can just beat the shit out of somebody.
Most of the time, they end up. Like I said, the guys end up, somebody shows up. Occasionally they get arrested.
Think about though.
And shit. And there have been times where they delete their footage. They try to delete their footage.
Oh, my God.
So all these guys, broadcast right to the cloud and shit. So they all have these.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, fuck you.
And God bless those guys that do that.
But
that's good.
I was watching one of the ones, and I saw that I was recommended, thanks algorithm, to a guy that does it in front of Scientology centers.
Oh, shit. Oh, those people. Do not fuck with them.
Remember how creepy
they're assholes.
Celebrity center was in Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And how creepy they have people on bikes, like their own little private security that ride around. And this guy was walking outside, I think it was in Pasadena, in fact.
Yes.
And he was, they're right there in a building, in a historic building.
Right.
Downtown Pasadena is really cool looking. It's a lot of old, historic-ish kind of buildings.
Yeah.
And he was just walking up and down the sidewalk and filming their merch in the windows and stuff like that. And he went by the lobby and he's like, you know, here's the lobby. They had their doors open.
Yeah.
So he didn't
he's on
step,
the sidewalk, right?
He did
right?
not step on their land
he's
at all.
He's allowed to do that.
And things got weird.
No, they're assholes, man. I remember you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. I would pass on the way to the show. I would pass this one of their centers, and there would be dudes out there, and they would be like, "Hey, would you consider? Would you like to read this?" And I would say, "No, thanks." And they would be like, "You don't even know what it is. Don't you want to know what it is before you turn it down?" I would say, "No, I don't want to read your. I don't want to read your brochure." And they ask you again, and finally, you're like, "Get out of my face!
Yeah,
leave me the fuck alone."
Well, this was weird, you know, and again, I hate the stereotype, but I shot a film with Corbin Burnson. I'll name drop.
Okay.
A short film in the Celebrity Center.
Right.
Up on, what's that street that the Celebrity Center is?
Ah,
on,
shit.
With birds.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can't remember the name of that fucking street, dude. Fuck.
So, The staff there was, they got these, I don't know, like dead eyes. Maybe it was me projecting. I don't know. I really felt like there was just, they're odd. They're just odd. The people that were working in the organization, I know some Scientologists.
Yeah, I have too.
Who are a
they're fucking
odd.
Bizarre.
But the people that work, there's really something just a little level going on. And the way they dress even, because this guy that came out,
yeah,
they it's like this sort of Star Trek-y kind of dress going
they think
on.
They're on the bridge of the Enterprise.
It's all very weird.
Yeah,
it's just all very
well,
weird.
It's crazy
and creepy. It's like, can I?
Oh,
help,
yes.
Can I help you? Can
no,
I help
I,
you?
I don't think it's. I mean, it's not really generalizing to say Scientologists are creepy. They are. I'm sorry. They are. The whole business is fucking creepy. They own most of that Hollywood strip, and you walk up and down here, and those nutballs are always trying to give you their fucking brochures and shit. And when you ask them to leave you alone, they don't, and they fucking follow you, and you nearly have to tell them to fuck off.
Why are you so angry? You know, we can help you with your anger.
Yeah,
take our course. God, this is creepy. In 2015, remember the question for the Gallup poll?
Yes.
Was, if your party nominated a generally well-qualified person for president who happened to be
black,
would you vote for that person?
Oof.
Black.
Of course.
In 2019, 96% of people say yes.
Okay.
It still means
4%.
4%
are big fucking racists.
But in 2015, only 4 years ago, it was 92%.
Damn.
That's almost 1 in 10 that as little as 4 years ago said they will not vote for someone who's black.
You know, a friend of mine who I think he's a Bernie guy that didn't vote for Hillary, and his wife certainly voted for Trump.
Mm.
He tried to tell me that racism doesn't exist in this country
I know who
anymore.
That is.
I'm like, oh,
wait,
really?
What?
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
He's kidding, right? Or just trying to get your goat?
No. He's not kidding.
Oh. How does that work?
I don't know. Who's that chick from Hawaii who's supposed to be running for president? I can never think of her name.
Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah. He wants Tulsi Gabbard to be the Democratic nominee.
Of course, he does.
Fuck that. There's no chance.
She won't. No.
God.
Would you vote for a Catholic?
Oh, God. No.
Went up 2%
from
2015 to 2019, from 93 to 95%. Said, yeah, sure, we'll vote for Catholic.
I would rather not. I mean, because let's get real. That church is all about pedophilia. That's their thing.
Well, not really.
No. Excuse me? Excuse me.
Having grown up in the Catholic Church, I could say that I don't think that's their main thing.
Okay.
It's a horrible problem and a stain
on
the organization.
How many sexual abuse victims from the Catholic Church are there? How many?
Well, I agree with you. I'm just saying it's not number one in their charter.
Well, it should be. There's a lot of sexual abuse cases in the Catholic Church to say that's not the thing they do well. They abuse children very efficiently.
It's not their number one goal. Hispanic? Would you vote for a Hispanic candidate?
Of fucking course.
up 4%, 91% in 2015. Again,
yes,
almost 1 in 10 said they would not vote for Hispanic.
God.
In 2015.
Fucking
but it's
idiots.
Up to 95.
We're so racist.
Most of these seem to have gone up, which is, I guess, good news.
Yeah.
Which means people are more open to other
God.
Types of people. But the wow. fact that there's any saying no. A woman, 92% in 2015.
Okay.
94% now. That means 6% of people still say, I won't vote for a woman, even though she's well qualified.
They're idiots. I can't explain that. They're idiots.
Jewish.
Okay.
91% in 2015, now up to 93.
Okay.
Oh, good God.
Well, this is all good.
List,
people are being more tolerant.
Hold on. On this list, taking the largest jump.
Yes.
7 points.
Okay.
From 73%.
Right.
So.
Holy shit.
3 out of 4. To 80%. Now.
Okay.
4 out of 5. Evangelical Christian.
Wait a second.
Some more people now are saying they would vote for an evangelical Christian.
What?
But still, 80% only.
Just know, and listen, I understand that atheists are bottom of the barrel, they're shit, and you know, you can't trust a fucking atheist. You still are willing to vote for someone that has silent private conversations with someone who thinks they're the God of everything, but also thinks they have time to listen to their bullshit. You're voting for that. That's who the fuck you're believing in. That's
gay,
crazy.
Gay or lesbian.
Of course.
Only went up 2% between 2015 and 2019.
Yes.
And it's still really horrible. From 74 to 76%.
Wait. What is the total?
Only 3 out of 4 people say they would vote for a gay or lesbian candidate who is otherwise well qualified.
So that's like
76%.
That's depressing.
71% say they would vote for someone under 40.
Okay. I don't know.
That's good for Pete Buttigieg.
I mean, you're telling me somebody would rather vote for a practicing Catholic, someone that takes money out of their pocket, puts it in an offering plate that is going to support an organization that systematically molests children. You're fine with a leader that engages in that, but somebody gay,
20% less.
Good, God! Our electorate is what is wrong with people? I think our society needs these mushrooms.
Muslim?
Yes. Wait, I don't know. The sky god shit again. A sky god.
Up 6 points.
Oh God!
From 60% to 66%. So now 2/3 of people. But still, frighteningly, 1/3 of people say, even though if their party nominated a generally well-qualified Muslim for president, would you vote for that person? Still, 1/3 of the people say no.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, you got to be, I guess you can't look at religion the way I do maybe in this situation, because my thing is like, the idea of some leader having a conversation with somebody in the sky and then they're in charge of me fucks me up a little bit, right? Because I know that thing in the sky they're talking to isn't real, but that person thinks it's real.
Well, yeah.
So that's
as long as they don't legislate by thinking it's real.
But if you think it's real and you believe in it, and part of your belief is that if you don't follow a certain, you know, bunch of rules, you're going to end up roasting in hell. How can that on some level not affect the legislation that you write?
Yeah.
You're talking about, you believe that if you don't do certain things in your life, you're going to spend an eternity in a lake of fucking fire.
63% over the age would vote for somebody over the age of 70.
Okay.
And here we go. Second from last of all these groups, atheists.
Oh, fuck you, man.
We moved up though. We used to be last.
Thank you so much. Above the Catholics. We should.
Now
what?
58% in 2015. Now it's up to 60. 60% say that they will vote for a generally well-qualified person for president who happens to be atheist.
Right, right.
And that's good news.
Yes, that is good. That's good.
Positive direction, at least.
people.
But still, 40% say they would not vote for their own party candidate if they were well qualified, but just happened to be atheists.
And you know,
that's not good.
Let's understand what that means. That means that that person sees an atheist and think, well, that person isn't capable of making a good decision. That person has no morals.
Right.
That person has no values. That person, if he had the opportunity, would, you know, I don't know, fucking do bad shit because they don't have a daddy up in the sky telling them what to do. That's what they believe about atheists. Fuck you, man. That's nuts.
So Americans have warmed to the idea of an atheist candidate over the past several decades.
Thank
the current 60% is more than three times the 18% in the first measure they took in 1958. Only 18% of people said they would vote for their party's candidate if they were an atheist.
And what is the percentage there, Catholic?
96. 95.
Oh, yes, yes.
Black is 96.
Look at the history of the Catholics.
Well, yeah. So there you go. Good news, I guess. But this whole that ties into what we were talking about how these evangelicals are fucking themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're so heinous and cartoonishly evil with this bullshit they're trying. As their numbers dwindle.
Right.
And as religiosity in general dwindles.
Listen, the party is on the downside. People are waking up to the fact that they don't have to suck Jesus's dick every day to avoid burning to death in some weird fucking hell.
And they certainly don't have to suck your dick as an evangelical.
Yes.
And have to live their lives based on your dogma.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you have a business in the public sector and you and people who work for you and people who visit your business use public roads.
Right.
And you use public utilities
to electrify
your place.
Ooh, yeah.
And all that shit.
Ooh.
Then you open your fucking doors to everyone.
Oh, yes.
Or no one.
These bankers who don't want to make the gay wedding cake, whatever the fuck that means.
Because you know
Grow
these
up.
People, the instant a no Christians allowed sign goes up somewhere, would be squealing to the nearest star.
Oh, yes. Oh, the pearl clutching, the lamentations. Oh, my God. Oh, so much going on.
But they would love to be able to discriminate for their religion, which all of these...
Oh, yeah.
All these religious, quote, freedom laws that are popping up in these goddamn states.
It's stupid.
These back-assward states where I think the Republicans know that... You know, this is kind of their swan song. Either it's going to be Christo-fascism ending up winning and we're all going to be in The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
Or they're fucked and these are their death throes. But, you know, they're smearing shit on the walls and setting everything on fire
whatever
on their way out.
Yeah, yeah. They're fuck off, basically. That's what I'm saying.
And here's one. This is in Missouri.
Fuck you.
This is, I guess they're having committees on these fucking legalized discrimination laws. We don't have to serve gay people.
Why do you want to turn down business? Why don't you think about it that way? If you're such a bigot that you hate gay people, you don't want them to come into your business and spend money, why don't you think about it like that? Why don't you think about that, I'm eliminating this customer base?
Well, and then the ones, they think they'll be able to survive.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
But then when their shit gets publicized and people actually stop going to their business...
Or the state!
Because of their horrific views... And their business starts suffering, then they squeal bloody murder again that they're being persecuted. We're letting the fair market decide, assholes.
The fair market is deciding.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to go to your bigoted fucking business, and not enough of your vile Christo waddle fucks.
Waddle fuck.
Are there's not enough of them to keep your shitty business open.
And listen, let's say you work at CNN's headquarters in Atlanta, and you're a journalist, and those lunatics pass some like repressive anti-choice legislation. Do you want to work your way up in the journalism world? Do you want to go to school to study just to live in a state where your vagina is being legislated? Do you want to live in that state?
Ron Calzone, a conservative activist from Dixon, Missouri.
Yeah.
At the Missouri House Committee on General Laws.
Okay.
They were listening to testimony week on bills designed to allow or to outlaw discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
I mean, it even sounds strange, dude. It sounds the way it just reads oddly, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, right.
But outlawing
discrimination. So they're trying to do good things.
Yeah.
But, you know, the idea that Missouri law should treat all citizens equally was apparently too much for Mr. Calzone, who testified against the legislation. He said anti-discrimination laws enslave property owners.
Uh-huh.
I believe, listen to this.
Oh my
quote,
God.
I believe that we have a God-given right to discriminate.
What?
We actually have a God-given responsibility, a duty to sometimes discriminate.
What, this guy's pretending he's standing up for his fucking religion or something by not giving it, you know, making a baker prepare a gay wedding cake or wedding cake for a...
He was asked if he believed that a restaurant owner could eject someone based on race or religion or gender. He said yes.
What, did we time warp back into like 1950 or something?
If a restaurant owner doesn't want to serve people with freckles, that should be his choice, he said.
Fuck off.
And this is an op-ed piece at thekansascity.com.
Yes.
It says, Calzone's views will lead most Missourians to roll their eyes, yet his testimony is a clarifying moment in some parts of the state, in some minds. Private business signs that say whites only, no Irish need apply, no yes. women allowed, should be acceptable and even laudable.
Exclusionary bullshit in our society does not work. It doesn't work. People don't want this bullshit. Most Americans don't want this fucking bullshit. Don't you think this is like some right. weird minority of a bunch of fucking racists?
Yeah, and the whole same-sex marriage thing. I mean, I know Christians that are like, well, you know, it's not our thing, but who cares?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get gay married.
Well, then tell your other Christians, your Christian buddies to behave the same fucking way.
Well, then they have the no true Scotsman battle.
Yeah. What do you mean? They're not a true Christian?
Yeah, then they know true Christian each other.
You're worshiping bullshit in the sky. Honestly.
The Missouri Representative Greg Razor sponsored one of the bills that would add protections
yes.
for LGBTQ Missourians. He said, I was a closeted teenager. LGBT teenagers are 5 times more likely to commit suicide than their heterosexual counterparts. Yet what we get from leadership in this building is silence and inaction.
God damn.
Absent a miracle, his anti-discrimination measures will die when the legislature adjourns on May 17th because it's run by Republicans.
God damn. What a horrible fucking party. What is their legacy going to be?
You're right.
Mitch the bitch, what do you think your legacy is going to be? Your ugly fucking face.
And this person writes here for the KansasCity.com.
Yeah.
Kansas City Star editorial board. Oh, this is the actual editorial.
Yes.
From the editors of
right.
the paper. They say exactly what you just said.
They're geniuses.
What 21st century employer wants to come to a state where discrimination is legal?
Yes.
Lawmakers have effectively posted a heterosexuals only sign at the border to their shame and to the state's detriment.
G- God damn. Right. Who wants to bring... who? Why would a film company want to produce a movie in Kansas City with a bunch of anti-gay legislation?
Right.
Or any business?
Calzone disagrees with all this. He said, forcing someone to serve someone they do not want to serve is a form of slavery.
No. Listen, Calzone. I you're a moron. And you're being an asshole.
Right.
He's trying to get votes, right? He's trying to drum up racism to get himself reelected again.
Oh, he's a local businessman.
Oh, so he actually believes this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude.
And the op-ed finishes here. Depriving anyone of full participation in the society because of gender, skin color, sexual orientation is the most fundamental denial of ordered liberty and individual dignity. It should be outlawed. The legislature should add gender and sexual orientation protections to state law this year. Send the long overdue message that discrimination will not be tolerated in this state.
Shit, man.
I beg to differ. I mean, that's a nice sentiment. But obviously, discrimination is not only tolerated, but in many parts of your state, apparently encouraged and demanded.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say something, and the science is dubious at best, but in Colorado, they're legalizing mushrooms.
They did. They voted. They voted to decriminalize.
Decriminalize
magic mushrooms.
Well, oh yeah. I think what we need with some of these racists, they need a gram of mushrooms. They need to reset their brains.
I don't know, is a gram a lot? Is that
yes?
Oh, okay.
And they need to reset their brains.
Do we want these Christianists running around tripping?
Well, it's better than what we're seeing now.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely. No. I honestly, you can use mushrooms to combat depression and stuff.
You want Coach Dave outside Hillary's driveway?
Yes.
Tripping on mushrooms?
I would take whatever. I would rather deal. If I had to deal with Coach Dave on a daily basis, I'd rather him be on mushrooms. Honestly. It would make all these. The versions that all these Christaban wackos, the versions of themselves that they would be on mushrooms, much better than their current version. Guaranteed.
What if they're not a good psychedelic person? What if they freak out?
Well, they're not a good normal person. So, again, them freaking out, who cares? I think it could help them. I don't know.
Oh, we only got a couple minutes left here on the big show. Holy shit, big show.
But again, we don't want to waste good mushrooms on these assholes. Okay.
Hopefully they'll make enough.
They better.
We got a really quick. Do we have time for this one? God, I hope so.
Yes.
Jim Baker.
Fuck you.
We haven't had a Jim Baker clip in a long time.
Christo Cook.
Yeah, well, here we go. Here's one of the latest clips from the Jim Baker show. Loaded.
That is 24 buckets. That is the prepared pantry 90 meal bucket. That equals to 2,160 meals for a donation of $3,000 to the ministry. You're going to get 24 buckets.
This isn't even him. This is one of his shills. You know, his station now is like QVC for Christians.
Yes.
And preppers.
That's he's saying about under a dollar a meal.
2,000 meals and for $3,000. So over a dollar a meal.
Oh, I thought it was okay.
Donation of $3,000 to the ministry. You're going to get.
Wait, did he say donation?
Yeah. But you're getting the buckets of shit, right?
Yeah. $3,000 to the ministry. You're going to get 24 buckets.
There it is on the screen.
There's Jim.
That's 24 buckets there, huh?
Yes, sir.
And you can put them under your bed. People.
Where are you going to store 24 buckets of dried shit food? You can put them under your bed.
But Jim, you're probably talking to a lot of hoarders. I mean, let's be honest. If you're buying this bullshit, you're hoarding a bunch of other shit too, right?
You're
probably.
Yeah, preppers and,
there's stuff under the bed already, you dickhead.
24 buckets there, huh?
Yes, sir.
And you can put them under your bed. People actually put bricks to bring your bed up a little bit.
You've got to raise your bed up so that you could fit these shitty buckets of food under the bed because people don't know where to put all this bullshit.
That's genius. I've never thought about marketing food. You can also use this food as a bed frame. Wow.
And you can hear Lori laughing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, people. Oh, pass me another Xanax.
Hey, you want to make her not laugh? Tell her you're out of Xanax.
Bed. People actually put bricks to bring your bed up a little bit. And they I mean, if you don't have a place to put them, I'd rather have that space under the bed instead of for shoes. Put the food there.
Well,
he's got a lot of time to fill on his show, so.
Dang me everything that goes under the bed, and I'll tell you why it's better to have my buckets of soup.
But don't forget, you can also, after you're done with the bucket, you can then
shit in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
According to Jim
Baker.
He
did say that.
So that's just a really quick
insane
clip.
Oh, God. Lori's got to laugh at all his fucking jokes. My God.
Wait, I missed this one.
Yes.
The last paragraph here, this is from Pathios.
Yes.
There was a time when Baker said you should just build furniture out of the buckets.
You're taking care of your family. Mm-hmm. You can stack them in your garage. You can put them in the basement. You can put them under your bed.
Yeah,
I mean,
in your closets, anywhere that you have space for it. Get creative and start stacking these in your home, keeping this food in your home accessible to you and your family.
Yeah. One of the things we've done around here, we stick them under coffee tables and end tables. You just stack them up and then put a cloth over them.
Yeah.
Or get
the tables they've got some of their fat old people sitting at are actually just a round piece of press board sitting on top of 10 buckets of shitty food.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
A piece of, cardboard or
we get it.
A piece of plywood.
Yes.
And you make a top and then you just stack this food. You could have your whole living room with end tables and coffee tables made out of food buckets.
Made out of shitty white plastic food buckets.
Then after that year as well, to the Middle East, you'll be sending 600 days of food. So that's 3 years of food for you and 600 days to the Middle East.
Now, if you can't.
I'd like to investigate that shit. Wouldn't you?
This whole year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you suggesting an audit? Are you suggesting that there may not be actual food going to the Middle East?
Yes. Jim Baker.
I would fucking bet.
Damn. How is this guy in this business again?
We got to get out of here, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It's been a fun week. Let's see if the Republic holds till Monday.
Yay!
Join us again, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every fucking weekday.
Fuck you.
Then we're out as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com.
Oh, wee-wee.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
You look stressed out for a second.
I always have to concentrate before I say that.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again next fucking week.
Jabez Gaga.
The problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.